a story I often tell. My very first day at Wapananachayat as a sort of scruffy hippie off the beach. I knew nothing about Buddhism, I knew nothing about meditation, and I was entrusted to Anagarika Peter Hazel from Brisbane, to sort of sort me out of Kuti and to give me some basic guidance of how the monastery ran and so on. It was the observance day, so it was going to be a meditation and Dhamma talk in the evening. And so I was asking about meditation and Buddhism generally. I knew nothing. He was from Australia, so he had an Australian accent. And he said, desire is a liar. My bad Australian accent. Not a lawyer, a liar. He said, the mind tells you, you've got to have something, and we keep following that. Like, I've got to have these plants. The Buddha's teaching is that desire is a liar and that we don't have to follow that. I've been trying to figure out through my teens and childhood how it was possible for us as human beings to be free, because I struggled a lot with desire, that if you get what you want, then it makes you happy for a while, but then it becomes boring. And if you don't get what you want, then you're frustrated and bored already. So how can we always be satisfied? How can we find the quality of freedom and satisfaction? So I've been kind of struggling with these thoughts for years. And so when Anagarika Peter said that, I thought, well, that doesn't really help very much. And I just thought, well, the Buddha doesn't sound like a very impressive person at all. But I was staying there, I just arrived, so I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a try. And also I was just introduced to the idea that monasteries don't have any food in the evening. That was news to me as well. So anyway, there I was sitting in the sala at Wat Pananachayat, and started to feel hungry. And I'd been living on the beach in Phuket on an extremely tight budget. So most of my diet was pineapple, which was extremely cheap in Phuket. 1 baht for a piece of pineapple. So I thought, oh, I'm hungry, I'd like some pineapple. Okay, he said, so watch the desire. Okay, here's the desire, I want some pineapple. I haven't got any, this is frustrating. How is this supposed to help? The Buddha's stupid. That was my conclusion. Right, I'm still hungry, haven't got any pineapple, it's a desire, I'm watching it. This isn't doing any good at all. Then, 5 or 10 minutes later, after numerous distractions, trying to get somewhere near my breath to follow the rhythm of breathing, then I realized, oh, that desire for the pineapple has gone. My mind was on other things. The feeling of hunger wasn't there, and the desire was gone. And then it hit me. Oh, I didn't get the pineapple, and nothing is missing. Oh, that's what he meant. Desire is a liar. Because when there's a desire, like, I've got to have these plants, I've got to have some pineapple. If you believe that, then there's something missing in your life. If you just watch that desire come and go, that was the insight that hit me that evening. And it was a very confused 21-year-old. Straight off the beach. Oh, I didn't get any pineapple and nothing is missing. Oh. And that was really the first time that had that kind of dynamic. And I realized, oh, the Buddha was very smart. That's what he meant. Oh, right. Well, this is really interesting. So that was really why I stayed in the monastery and have been here ever since. It was essentially that very insight. For you, it's around plants for your garden. But it's every kind of object that the mind can desire or fear or be irritated by or have an opinion about. So that's the linchpin of the Buddha's teaching, that we can know the feeling of wanting or fearing or hating, and we can watch it arise and watch it pass away. It can tell you when it's present, something is missing, or I can't stand being with this person, or I've got to get X, Y, Z, or I won't be happy. And without suppressing that, without adding anything to it, like talking about perceptions, then that mind can know that feeling, I've got to have or I can't stand. And it arises, passes away. And when it's gone, that thing that's irritating hasn't gone away, but it's not a problem. The thing that we were desiring, we haven't got it, but there's nothing missing. So what you're describing is really the sort of key piece. So that awareness is that capacity of the citta, the heart, and the mind, to know that wave of desire, or can be fear, or aversion, or an opinion, or all kinds of jealousy, or excitement, any kind of state. that can know that without suppressing it, without identifying with it. And that's the capacity that we have as human beings, to train the mind, the heart, to embody that kind of awareness. Doesn't make us dissociated or spaced out or incapable of acting. It mysteriously, it makes us much more able to function harmoniously with our life and with the world around us. So keep working on that. Any comments or thoughts? Oh, you were there at Nanachat when I showed up.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
So.
I remember you and your kind of ripped Camel Cigarettes t-shirt.
That's right. I was so ragged when I became an Anagarika, and I sort of gave my lay clothes to the lay people. They didn't want them. They were too scruffy, even for the Bungwai villagers. So I was a pretty ragged hippie.